With this story, the outgoing Czech Prime Minister and Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek has shocked many European Social Democrats, including Czech members of the European Parliament, by openly supporting Slovakia's leftist Prime Minister Robert Fico, despite the fact that he formed a coalition with a far-right nationalist party. The Strasbourg-based Assembly's socialist new Slovak government should be judged on the grounds of its future policy, not its setup. We spoke to political analyst Petr Just about the possible motives for Mr. Paroubek's position and the possible implications.
I think that Mr. Paroubek plays quite a pragmatic and tactical and strategy game in this field, and he wants to support Mr. Fico. He's glad that social democracy in Slovakia have won the election, and that actually there is a quite big possibility that Mr. Fico, together with his coalition partners, both the Movement for Democratic Slovakia and Slovak National Party, get a lot done from their political program. Because Slovak National Party, although it's a right-wing political party, extremely right-wing political party, it's more a party of protest. So it gains votes from people who are not satisfied, especially with the economic situation during the right-wing cabinets in the previous two electoral terms, and therefore they gain the votes of these people who, let's say, are suffering from the reforms, and the Slovak National Party is focusing more on these social issues in order to get the votes from the people who are not satisfied. So I think that SNS, the Slovak National Party, and the Fico Smer will be closely cooperating on those social issues and economic issues.
Well, isn't Mr. Paroubek on thin ice here?
It is quite a risk, not only here, but also in the whole European perspective. As far as I know, he's the only socialist leader in Europe who has supported Mr. Fico. And we have to think of, let's say, 1999 problem, when Mr. Zeman, then leader of social democracy and the Prime Minister of the Czech Republic, was one of the few Eastern European leaders who joined the European Union in the, let's say, boycott against the Austria when Mr. Schissel took the Freedom Party of Austria, the Jörg Haider's Freedom Party of Austria, into the government. So it's quite surprising from Paroubek's, because we have this example from 1999 when Mr. Zeman was very active in this question.
Mr. Paroubek even failed to consult the matter with Czech MEPs, Czech members of the European Parliament, for the Social Democratic Party. How do you see that?
It definitely shows that there is something wrong within the social democracy. At least there should be some communication channels. I understand the disappointment of Mr. Rouček and Mr. Fauber that Mr. Paroubek didn't consult his opinion and his position before, because now the social democracy in the eyes of other European social democracies and socialist political parties is, let's say, seen as a party where the communication is on a low level and where the people do not coordinate their views and positions.
Could this cause a rift within the Social Democratic Party?
It could. However, already some other leaders within the Social Democratic Party are, let's say, stepping on the side of Mr. Paroubek. I noticed that the deputy chairman, Mr. Škromach, is taking the same position. There is possibility that the social democracy will split on this topic, and this will, of course, weaken the picture of social democracy, also in European perspective, but also in a national perspective in the Czech Republic.
And that was political analyst Petr Just talking to Radio Prague's Daniela Lasarová there about the Prime Minister's position on the new Slovak coalition government.